Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Go Up Podcast Edition,
where we explore the mysteries of the Kingdom of Heaven.
We're your hosts. I am Dean.
And I am Caritas.
Caritas.
Yeah.
Today, I am so excited.
One of your favorite topics.
They're all my favorite topic, but this one tops the list.
Pretty high up there.
It's way high up.
Mm-hmm. Drum roll, please.
Today, we're going to talk about healing. So good.
So good.
So stick around, because at the end, we're going to pray.
Command. Healing over people.
Healing over people. That's
be
right.
Be healed.
That's right. Caritas, I remember the first time in my life that I was healed.
Ooh, share. Please share.
I was 13 years old. So my parents had been going into the city for meetings. Mm-hmm. And they came home very excited because they were seeing for the first time in their life the gifts of the Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Then a couple of weeks later, they came home speaking in tongues. Scandalous.
Yeah, things just escalate.
It was scandalous.
Scandalous.
And then we started learning about the gifts of Holy Spirit. And I remember taking my Bible and going to where it lists the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit and thinking to myself, I would like to see every single one of these gifts manifested. And then when it came to healing, I used to get a lot of tonsillitis. My tonsils would get so big and so swollen. Mm-hmm. This happened to me over and over. It was a cyclical thing. Mm-hmm. I remember one time being so sick with tonsillitis. So there I was, and I thought to myself, well, evidently, there's such a thing as the gift of healing. Mm-hmm. I wonder what that would look like. Mm-hmm. So I remember going in my Bible and reading 2 scripture verses. One was Mark 15:15. Wishing to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas for them, and after having Jesus scourged, he handed him over to be crucified. So evidently, the Jews were demanding that they release a prisoner, which was the custom of Pilate to do once a year at the Passover. Instead of releasing Jesus, which he could have done, he released Barabbas, who was a thief.
Such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he had Jesus scourged and handed him over to be crucified. So then the second scripture I read was Isaiah, where it says, surely our sickness he himself bore. Mm. Oh, incidentally, I just discovered something when I was researching for this particular podcast that made me very happy. Mm-hmm. Okay. My original New American Standard Bible, 1995 version, used to say, surely our grief he bore, and our sorrows he carried away. Hmm. The New American Standard says, surely our sickness he bore and our pain he carried away, which is the original Hebrew verse.
Yeah, they went more Hebrew.
They did it. Mm-hmm. They went there. I am so happy.
Well done.
Well done. Exactly. That's the verse I read. Surely our sickness he himself bore and our pain he carried away. Mm. Yet we thought he was stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being or our shalom fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. And so I read these 2 scriptures and I realized that Jesus was scourged by Pilate. And the moment that I read, by his scourging we are healed, all of a sudden,
this light beam came from heaven. The angels, oh!
Exactly what happened. All of a sudden, this presence hit me.
Yeah.
Bam. And I felt like there was this warm water being poured over my head. And it just went down and it hit my tonsils and they shrunk back to normal. And it just went right through me.
Oh, yes.
And I sat there and I was completely healed.
Wow.
In a moment, 13 years old.
Look at you.
My first experience with healing. I was so excited.
Wow. And thus the journey of your healing obsession began.
That's where it all started, right there.
Wow, Dean.
Yeah. What a way to start a journey. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was here when I had a funny healing. You, Adeline, and me and Nathan, we were praying for something. I can't quite remember what, but it was something big and important. And then Nathan's like, oh, Krita's his eye has been twitching for like 3 months. Some nerve is pinched or something. And to me, I didn't even think about it. And you're like, oh, yeah, be healed. Instantly stops. There was no warm oil or water feeling. It just stopped.
Just gone. And it's that
like,
was it.
The nerve was like, oh, okay, back in line.
Boom.
Yeah, one time Blake was really sick. He had a really bad flu or something, just bedridden, looked gray, just really unwell. You know, when you see someone who's just ick, borderline worried about how sick they are. And so we just got our daughter, Nathan, and me, and we just laid our hands on him, spoke healing over his body. And you could see it from head to toe, kind of like your water oil, but just head to toe, his color returns and his vibrancy, hyperness returns to his eyes, chink, and completely fine.
Just, that was it.
Yeah. So instant and just bounced up. All right. Let's go, world.
Let's go.
Yeah. He has a lot of prayer over him consistently for healing. And we haven't seen the manifestation of his healing from his autism, but all these other sicknesses and diseases and things just seem to fall off him. It's almost kind of this running joke that Blake's never sick, but it makes sense. He has so much prayer over him and expectancy for healing, right? I just remember an old friend, you know her, Renata.
Yes.
She would always say to me, Kratos, by his stripes, we are healed. Mm-hmm. Blake is healed. She's the only one that spoke like that until I met you. And I was like, wait, there's another one?
Wait, there's two of them?
There's two of them. He is healed. There was something about the confidence and the assurance of the words. And she spoke the word of God. Mm-hmm. That's it. I don't need any other proof. By his stripes, he's healed. So that was kind of the beginning of my journey in understanding healing was her and you, a little like pocket of light almost in what the word actually says.
I remember one time, it was on my birthday, some friends had invited us to go whale watching. And so...
Wait, did you heal a whale?
No.
Oh, okay. Carry on.
They had a boat and they invited a whole group of us to go on their boat. It's a small yacht. It's very special. But the morning that we were supposed to go, my wife was walking outside and she turned her ankle on a stair.
Oh.
Completely sideways. Crack, crunch.
Yeah.
And she couldn't even walk. Mm-hmm. She was in such pain.
Yeah.
We didn't know what to do and we didn't want to cancel the trip. So we decided to speak healing over the ankle.
Better choice than canceling the trip right away.
No, it was the first thing on our minds. So I laid my hands on her ankle and I said, in the name of Jesus, I command this ankle to go back to normal. You know, I've had a turned ankle before and I know that it can last for weeks
and then
months.
It's a week for a long time and just, ankle, you will not ruin our whale watching trip.
Exactly what it was. In the name of Jesus, return back to normal. And I had my hands on her ankle and I literally felt, felt it crack and I felt it go back into place. And she was like, oh, I think something's happened. Here, just a second. And she started walking around and she said, the more I walk, the better it's getting.
Yes.
And within about 20 seconds, her ankle was completely healed.
Nice. Yes.
Because we actually had to walk a long ways. Mm. The dock was a long ways away and we had to do a long walk to get to the boat.
Yeah.
We went there, we walked, it was completely normal.
There you go.
Not even any coloration.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes. And how was the whale excursion?
It was spectacular.
It was spectacular? Good. Did you see magnificent pods of sea creatures?
It was one of the most memorable days that I think we've ever spent with a group of friends. It was such a memorable day,
Nice. Awesome.
Beautiful day, yeah.
Whew. All right. Well, by the power of our testimony.
Yeah.
We speak these out, right?
We do.
The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Yeah. So what we testify pulls from the future and brings it into our life.
Oh, yes.
So as we're telling these stories, let your faith rise.
Let your faith rise. It reminds me of something. You had brought up Fiorella a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And she said something like that about, yes, you can position yourself where you're reaching into the future for the good things, or you can be in the future and look back and say, yeah, no, that's not how it's going to go.
Right. I remember that post. Yeah.
Right. Perspective shift.
Yeah.
We're seated there with him in heavenly places and my ankle's not broken there. So it shouldn't be broken here.
That's
right. Looking that way.
Another time is coming to mind. I don't get sick very often, but I got sick with the flu. This is maybe 10 years ago. I felt it a little bit in the evening. By the time it was 2 or 3 in the morning, I was flat out sick. Okay, I'll get graphic with this because you're a nurse.
Yes. Juicy. Leave out no details. Nothing to be ashamed of with the word diarrhea, okay? Everyone's had it at some point in their life. Why do we make it weird?
I started getting sick to my stomach creases.
Edit. Okay, so you started getting sick to
your stomach. Yep. So the whole time I am saying no. I am a child of the kingdom. There's no record of Jesus ever being sick.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be sick either. I will not take this thing.
The stomach flu is like, why is this guy so stubborn?
I'm like, no, I am not going to have it. This is not coming on my body. I kept saying that.
Yeah.
I kept getting worse.
Uh-huh.
All right. Till the point where, okay, I got to make a trip to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So here I am, you know, head in the toilet.
Oh, the
and
other
I am
end.
Still saying, in Jesus' name, no.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name,
but
no.
But it's echoing now because it's going into the toilet bowl and bouncing back. So right. It's like double whammy.
There you go. So I am saying, in Jesus' name, no. I will not take this
sickness. Did the waters part? The toilet water just made away?
So there I am, head in the toilet, screaming, in Jesus' name, no.
Was this at home or in a public bathroom?
No, this is at home. All right. So all of a sudden, I felt a presence on me, and everything that was wanting to come up all of a sudden backed down.
Ooh.
And I felt my whole system go backwards all the way through my intestines and my stomach, and it was completely gone. And then a voice said to me, get up and have something to eat. You'll be okay by the morning.
Oh, yes.
So I got up and I had something to eat, and by morning it was completely gone.
Dean.
So I just refused
mm-hmm.
to let it come on me. Like yes. I just
yelled it out.
I screamed.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the waters did part.
That's awesome. All right. Well, if you're encouraged by this conversation.
And I already told on this podcast when I was healed from COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How the angels came and sang to me a healing song.
Yeah.
And completely broke.
Didn't this happen to your wife one time? Didn't some angels come and touch her?
Yes.
At night, and she was sick or in pain?
Yeah.
And the pain release. I got to ask Haley again, because she had had an encounter with some angels in her room when she was like 5. And I'm trying to remember if she was sick at the time or not. Yeah, those angels.
There are such things as healing angels.
Mm-hmm. All right. That was a fun intro.
That was a very fun intro.
Mm-hmm. We were going to talk about world events and stuff, to lighthearted chatter, but instead, testimony.
We testified.
It was powerful.
That's right. All right. So if this conversation is encouraging to you, consider hitting like and subscribe and
the notification bell.
Ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Listen, if Dean gets enough subscribers, he will sing us a song live on air, right?
Are you going to put a number to that? How many subscribers are we talking about here?
If you want to hear him sing, he's got a beautiful angelic voice.
Kritis, you're making me nervous right now. Let's talk about our website.
Oh, yes. Let'sgoup.us. I don't think we have to spell it. We're in this together. .us. Yeah.
And we have weekly blogs.
Mm-hmm. There's some bloggers on there. And
everything is connected to Let's Go Up.
Links to all the various podcast channels and
yes.
YouTube and
audio versions, yeah. Video versions.
You were going to post some of your soaking music. Has that been posted yet?
Or that is happening.
Keep your
it's
eyes.
It's going to happen.
On the prize.
That's right.
Yeah, it will show up.
Let's dial in on healing.
Okay.
Let's talk about mindset, yes. First of all.
Okay.
A lot of people think that God uses sickness to punish us. I think we have to deal with it.
Okay.
Just let's like talk about that.
Rip that Band-Aid off.
Let's rip that one off.
Yeah, debride that wound. You know, sometimes you just want to leave something like a wound, but you just got to scrape off the crud if you really want it to heal. Get off that bad information.
We have to renew our minds.
Renew our minds. That sounds prettier. Sorry, you got me in like nurse mindset with all the gross stuff.
My way of saying it was a little more...
Yes, okay. A little more pleasant. The ears and the imagery. Renew our minds.
To the fact that God does not use sickness.
Yes.
To slap punishment on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're a bad boy, Dean. Here's some tonsillitis.
Yeah, no. If we treated our children the same way that most people think God treats his children,
ooh,
we would be thrown in jail for child abuse.
Mm, yeah. He's not messing with our minds or playing tricks on us, right? He's
no.
not hurting us to teach us something. He's
no.
much more powerful than that. I don't think he needs pain and suffering too.
Now he does talk about pruning.
Yeah, well, disciplining.
He talks about discipline. Yep. The discipline is a discipline of our spirit rather than hurting us, you know, with a physical ailment.
Yeah, so you were...
to make us learn a lesson.
You were a pastor for many, many, many years.
Yes.
You saw this mindset a lot, or was it... Yeah.
It would show up in all kinds of situations. I do remember one specific instance where there was a family, and they were a Greek family. I have a friend who broke his leg in a skiing accident. He shattered it. So, you know, we were friends of their family, and they asked if we would come over and pray for his leg. So I was sure, absolutely. I would
totally
love to. I have my vial of oil.
Oh, yes.
I'm prepared. I'm
his
pumped.
His leg is getting so anointed tonight.
That's right. We're going to anoint with oil. Mm-hmm. We're going to pray the prayer of faith, and the sick one will be healed.
Oh, yes. We will hear those bones clicking back together.
Crack.
Uh-huh. You went in full force.
I
went faith force.
Full of faith, okay? I knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
They open the door, and the whole extended family is in the room. I walk into the living room, and there were like 15 people there. The mama was there. The sisters were there. The brothers were there. The uncles, the aunties. And they're speaking Greek, and they're talking back and forth, and they're arguing over why his leg got broken.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm standing there watching this, and they're loud.
Yeah. Passion, Dean.
It was passionate. Passion. It was very passionate. Yeah. They're loud, and then Mama speaks up, and she's like, you know.
This is your best Greek accent.
You would not listen when God tried to speak with the little stick, so God had to get out the big stick. And now I'm thinking to myself, okay, so God broke his leg and now I'm supposed to pray for it to be healed? Is that what's happening here?
Wait, isn't that then making me work against his will?
Exactly what's going through my mind. And as she's saying it, everybody in the room is like, word, mama, word. You speak word. And I'm thinking, oh no, these people, they believe that God broke his leg. My friend is sitting on the couch, his leg in a big cast, and he's like, but mama, if he wanted to get my attention, he didn't have to break my leg.
Send one of those angel thingies.
He could have spoken to me in another way.
Yeah.
Anyhow, there was zero faith in the room. I got out my little oil and they're like, oh yes, God, oh yes, God.
Yeah.
I prayed for him, but there was nothing. I laid my hands on him and I prayed and I felt zero, like not even zero, minus 10. Like it just sucked everything out of me and there was nothing left. Mm. I was like, okay, nothing happened because of this mindset, you know?
Yeah.
God spoke with the big stick.
He spoke with the big stick. And then it's funny, you hear some testimonies where people have that mindset and everyone else around him has that mindset and there's zero faith in the room and the person still gets healed. I don't know though, if they're saying he made them sick with the stick though.
I guess what I'm wondering is, if we believe that God has made us sick for a reason, then why are we praying for God to heal us? Because like you said, we're working against God then. So we better be sure of what we are thinking here, because if we actually do believe that God caused this thing to teach us something, then we are working against him if we try to get rid of it.
Right.
That's Christian logic at its best, right?
Yeah. So I have this quote from Bill Johnson.
Okay.
When he gets asked.
You're bringing in the big guns here.
The big guns, except when you see him in person, he's actually not super tall.
That's true.
Yeah. You're like, oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Whatever you think you know about God that can't be found in the person of Jesus, you have reason to question. Jesus illustrates the Father perfectly. The Old Testament cannot be given the authority to trump the person of Jesus and what is revealed in the nature and the heart of God in that revelation. And so I get fascinated with Jesus as he modeled life for us. He wasn't just a parenthesis. He wasn't a comma. So people sometimes ask me, well, what about Job? And my response is, I'm not a disciple of Job. I'm a disciple of Jesus. Job is the question. Jesus is the answer. You know, the Old Testament is filled with questions, not conclusions. The conclusions come in the person of Jesus, the one who perfectly illustrates and manifests the nature of the Father And since he's better than we think, we need to change the way we think. So, did Jesus ever come in and break someone's leg with a stick?
Good point.
To get their attention? No. So, when we see Jesus and his life, does that kind of belief system line up to it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very well spoken, Bill.
Yeah.
Very well spoken.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I wrote this in my office.
Yeah.
Those clips of him sitting there with us. Anyways.
That's such a good point, though, because Jesus does represent, as Bill says, perfect theology.
Yeah.
Jesus healed all that were sick. Yeah. Jesus went about representing the Father, doing the work of the Father, and healing. Acts 10:38. You know Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him.
Healing all who were oppressed by the devil.
Yes.
That reminds me how many times Jesus went and healed all. Not one person who came to him for healing did he say, no, God did this because he wanted you to listen or learn something from this. Mm-hmm. I can't heal your leg because he broke it with a big stick. He didn't say that, right? He said things like, whatever city you're in, heal the sick.
When Jesus sent them out two by two, he said, heal the sick, raise the dead in the same sentence.
Like,
right next to each other.
Yeah.
Freely you have received, freely give. He didn't say, pray for the sick. He said, heal the sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
I mean, prayer is communication with God. You know, praying a prayer over somebody for God to heal them is different than taking the authority that's been given to us in the name of Jesus and driving that oppression, that sickness away. We have the authority in the name of Jesus to do so. It's a different level.
Yeah, he came to destroy the works of the devil.
Yes.
It says in the word, to destroy it.
Yep.
And he's on that cross. It is finished.
Yep. Jesus even said when the centurion came to him and said, you know, you don't actually have to come to my house to heal her.
Mm.
I understand authority. I'm a man under authority, and I also have people who answer to me. Mm-hmm. I tell them to go somewhere and they go. And Jesus said,
he gets it.
This guy gets it. This is about authority.
Did you guys hear this?
Yeah. I've never seen so great of a faith in all of Israel, he says. So authority and faith, very closely related.
Mm-hmm.
It's understanding the authority
that
we have in the name of Jesus.
There's something about confidence and calmness and authority.
Mm-hmm.
There's something kind of terrifying about that.
Yes.
I would think as the enemy or anything trying to inflict brokenness or sickness on a holy temple of God.
I've learned one thing, because this healing journey started at 13 for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time, and I have lived in the Word of God and in the healing of the Word of God for years and years. I've learned that the key to stopping a sickness when I feel it coming on me, believe it or not, if you want to know my secret, for what it's worth, stopping the fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the moment that we feel a tickle in our throat, exactly.
No.
First thing that comes to us is fear.
I've got that big meeting tomorrow and I've got to do this and this. I can't get sick.
Right. If you can stop the fear, you will stop the sickness.
Mm.
Our knee-jerk reaction is fear. And so Jesus came to break the power of fear and to break the power that held us in bondage to the fear of death. Because any sickness that comes on us, the ultimate expression of a sickness is death, correct?
Mm.
So it's a fear that this thing's going to get a hold of us.
Yeah.
However, we have already died
and
we are hidden in Christ and fear has no place in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can stop the fear, so that's the first thing that I do. As soon as I feel something or notice something awry.
Mm-hmm. Good word.
I should rephrase that because it's a really bad old word.
No, come on. We're all about words. New, old, made up, whatever.
Anything. All right.
Anything goes.
The first thing I do is I pause and I go, no fear here.
Mm.
I will not fear. I go to the word and I read this verse. Isaiah 53:3-5. It was our sickness that he himself bore and our pains that he carried. Yet we ourselves assumed that he had been afflicted, struck down by God and humiliated, but he was pierced for our offenses. He was crushed for our wrongdoings. The punishment for our well-being was laid upon him, and by his scourging, we are healed. And so I just start saying, no, I am healed. Mm. I am the healed one. The devil can't take away my health, because the devil will try to steal your health. But no, we are healed. Mm. We stand in healing, and it is not the devil's right to take that from us. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful. It's a stance of power and authority.
And that's what I did right up until the time that my head was in the toilet. That one time. And you know what? It stopped and it backed off.
Mm-hmm. I'd heard this one quote, sin is to the soul what sickness is to the body. Mm-hmm. So he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For his wounds, his stripes, we are healed.
1 Peter 2:24.
Oh, you know it.
Love that verse.
Yeah, and in Matthew, she will bring forth a son and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. And that word save, you like your Greek, sozo.
Yes.
Yes. So the sozo Greek word is save, keep safe, rescue from destruction, make whole from injury or peril, save from perishing, suffering, or disease,
yep,
to make well and restore to health, fully saved, healed, and delivered.
Yes, sozo is a huge word. It means much more than just removing our sins, although that's wonderful, but it has connotations of all kinds of good things.
Yeah. Okay, you had made a comment about Jesus being the will of God revealed.
Yes.
Okay, listen to this. John 3, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
There's that word again.
Whole, healed, and delivered. I think it's important not to have a belief or a definition of God in our life that we didn't see through Jesus.
Yes.
That wasn't displayed through Jesus. Not allowing life to mold our definition of God and his will, but only Jesus. His life is the will of God revealed.
It says in Hebrews that Jesus was the exact representation of the nature of God. Mm-hmm. So
it was God's big, ta-da, this is what I'm like.
This is what I'm like.
Exactly. See this beautiful thing? Here I am.
So when you look at the life of Jesus, how he did life, how he represented the Father, the things that he did, you see the nature of the Father as revealed in the new covenant. So that's why that quote that you read, when it talks about the old covenant, it was a shadow. Mm-hmm. But we have a new covenant here. We have something brand new. We have a new image of God. Let's not go back to the old covenant and grab some of those things where he said, you know, if you do this bad thing, disaster will come on you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's not take that as the image of God as revealed in Jesus, because this is a new season.
Yeah.
This is a new time.
This is the day.
This is a time of grace.
Yes.
It's a new revelation of the nature of God.
Mm-hmm. So he says, in the former days, God spoke through the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken through his son. Jesus is the will of God revealed. Everyone knows this prayer, on earth as it is in heaven. There we go. Mm-hmm. Is he breaking legs in heaven to prove a point or make you learn something, or not healing you so that you, you know, really get some understanding? He's not. Kingdom come, your will be done.
Yep.
Down here. So what's happening up there? I don't think there's sickness.
No, there's not.
So part of praying for that is the wholeness and the sozo up there.
That's right. Let's live from heaven.
Yeah.
When it comes to the health of our bodies.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Synchronized water drink.
Synchronized drinking. Mm-hmm. There's synchronized swimming. And then there's synchronized drinking.
Yeah, we're smooth.
I have a couple of practical thoughts for our Let's Go Uppers.
Okay.
A lot of people ask about, did I get sick because I sinned? Is it because of a generational curse? Is it because of something I've done? Have I opened a door? There are a lot of questions like that that I get. And what happens when we go there is we're trying to figure out things. So we can go on a journey, on a digging expedition.
Digging through the dirt and the muck.
To try to figure out what's happened here.
Yeah.
So I just want to go to Jesus again, because there are two specific examples that I can think of. One time, Jesus healed a blind person, and they specifically asked him, who sinned, this man or his parents? Mm. So they were talking even generationally that this man would be born blind. And Jesus said, neither. This had nothing to do with sin, but that the glory of God would be revealed. And so he healed the blindness. There was another time at the pool when Jesus healed somebody that after he healed him, he said, go and sin no more so that nothing worse comes on you. It indicates there or alludes to the fact that that condition might actually have been caused by sin. This is one thing about Jesus that amazes me. Every time Jesus came across somebody with any kind of a condition, he knew how to unlock it for them. He knew the key. He would oftentimes get them to do some strange thing, go and wash in a pool, or he would spit on the ground and put mud on their eyes, or he would do some odd thing that would release their faith.
He didn't just have this cookie cutter formula that we could just mimic.
The amazing thing about Jesus is that he knew how to unlock every single key to every problem. So I think when we are dealing with people, we need to be hearing the voice of the Spirit. There could very well be some odd thing that unlocks the key, and it might be something very unrelated to what they're going through.
I remember you had said this. You'd been praying for Blake for years. We usually get the typical of what you assume would be causing it. Oh, it's demonic.
Right.
He needs deliverance. Okay. Deliverance never has worked. But to think outside of the obvious, I remember you saying, I'm praying for the key. I don't know what it is. Was it just oxygen deprivation from the cord around his neck that caused this? I don't know. But what does that key look like? What does it mean? I don't want to assume what's caused it and why it's happening and how to pray over it. I want to ask God what that key is.
The Father has his hand on Blake.
Oh, yeah.
The end of his story is far from being written yet. So I think when it comes to healing, there's always a key.
Yeah.
Jesus was really good at finding the key and turning the lock.
Yeah.
And a couple of practical things about ministering to people who are sick. There is no record of somebody coming to Jesus, asking for healing, and going away without their miracle. However, he didn't heal everybody at that pool. He only healed one person. So what Jesus was doing the rest of the time is he was listening and he was seeing. He was going to heaven. He was finding the works that the Father had for him, and he was going about doing those things. When we go around in life, the Father will show you what to do. Do those things. This is not random. The Father has people for you to heal. Find out from the Father who they are. If the Father lays it on your heart and shows it to you, the healing will be there. What he reveals, he will heal. I want to say something about the origins of sickness because, you know, people wonder where did it come from? It obviously came as part of the curse.
Yeah.
There's a couple of layers to it. First of all, obviously the adversary, the devil, does hate us because we are made in the image of God. And he'll use every opportunity he can to afflict us and oppress us in every way he can, including making us sick if he can.
Uncool devil. Uncool.
Yes. Yeah. He's a loser and a liar. The only power that he has over us is the power of deception and the power of lying. And that's why when I feel something coming on me, I immediately stop it and say, no, actually, that's not the way it is. The word of God is the way that it is. And I immediately reverse that in my mind so that I don't get my mind going off into places that are starting to accept something. It's a package.
Yeah.
The package comes to my door. And I'm like, no, wrong address.
Oh, yeah. Return to sender.
That's right.
Step into the authority
of
who we are in Christ and the wholeness and sozo. That's ours. And say, I am powerful, I am healed, and I am whole. And he's in me. We're a package here. So no, return to sender and focus your mind back on him and heavenly realities. It can become a distraction where anytime you run into someone, that's what you talk about or that's where your mind is. But how annoying would it be for the devil or his little minions to send this package and you just kind of flick it away, you know, by the finger of God, the devil is chink, just flick it away and then just continue focusing on him, ascending into heavenly realms, exploring deeper levels of his glory and goodness on your life.
We don't give it the power to touch us.
Mm-hmm.
There's one other thing I wanted to say. When it comes to what's happened to our environment, the environment of our world, all creatures and all life on this planet, they've turned to self-preservation. They've turned to the survival of the fittest and the survival of the species.
Right.
And so that's easy for us to imagine if you think of a mammal, but think of a small creature like a virus. That's a species of creature. that originally was put on this planet for an entirely different purpose. Mm. It was not meant to take life from people. It was meant to do other things. Mm-hmm. There are good types of bacteria in our system.
Yeah, did you know? We're more bacteria than we are human.
There you go. In the beginning, there were useful purposes, mm-hmm. and they became survivalists. Mm. They changed into things that have to infect hosts in order for their species right. to survive. Mm. And not only that, but if you put up resistance to them, then they mutate because their species must survive. But we do have the authority. I'm going to say something really strange here. I don't know how this works, and I don't know how it will come across, but I'm just going to spit it out, okay?
Spit it out.
If all of creation is waiting mm-hmm. for the sons and daughters of God to be revealed, and for that glory that's in us to be revealed, and for us to be able to affect and release the creation from the curse, then is that flu virus, is that an enemy of you? Or is that a creature that was originally put on this planet for a completely different purpose? Could the government of God be released on that species, on that creature? Mm. And could it be released from its curse?
Whoa, Dean. That was a mic drop.
Oh.
Made it across the room.
Right to my feet. Okay.
Are you having some kind of pain in your feet right now that you need command healing over?
We're good. Thank
the
you.
Bones need crickling and crackling back into place.
Crackle. Okay, I feel great.
He does say, love your enemies.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm wondering something. When we yell and scream and rebuke and curse and do all the things that we do, what if we approached this from love? Hmm. What if we said to that little thing that's trying to infect us, okay, I respect you as a creature that God has put on this planet, and I release love on you, and I release you into the purpose for which you were created, which was not to infect me. Mm. What if we treated it that way? What if we went at this with love rather than with hate?
Whoa.
I'm just putting it out there. Whoa. I don't even know what I'm saying right now.
Whoa. Because maybe these little things could potentially enter you and actually make you stronger instead of putting your immune system on the fritz and, you know, attacking different cells, but actually like the opposite, little healing vibes. Ooh, I just feel... Who knows?
I don't know.
I like these ponderings, you know, it's the childlike wonder, the possibilities of a redeemed, healed world and what it was supposed to look like.
A redeemed, healed world looks like all of those creatures coming back to their original purpose and being released from what they've been subjected to.
Yeah, total harmony.
Yeah.
Another penny for your thoughts, Dean. Well, viruses and bacteria. Salmonella gets such a bad rep, but it just needs the sons and daughters to release it from its bondage.
There you go.
I see you for your intended purpose
yes.
on this earth, and I release you to live through that.
Cretus, we're going purpose. Some weird places here it's today. Weird.
Yeah, and we try that in the world, in the natural realm with medications and treatments, and right? Like there is this aim for health and wholeness, but the vision is always seeing it as the enemy. And what you're saying is, what if we change the perspective? Like if you're going to follow Jesus, it's way more fun if you just go all in and you're willing to explore and go deeper and ask him weird questions and wonder without the fear of, oh, should I ask this or should I be going like, you know, when you're a little kid and you just ask, what's that? What's that? What's that? What's that?
That's a great thing about this podcast. That's all we do, actually.
The curiosity is so pure. Mm-hmm. And I think that when your pursuit is just pure, you don't have to be afraid of questions and wonderings and exploring different things. Right? Yeah.
All right. So just to end today, I just want to say one thing. If you are struggling with a sickness or a condition of some kind, we do not want to minimize what you're going through. Both Cretus and I, we've both gone through all kinds of sickness in our life. You have an autistic son. I have a wife who has constant migraines. I've had a lot of health struggles, but I've also had a lot of victories. And so we're not speaking today out of a lack of compassion. What we're trying to do is we're trying to go up. Yeah. We're trying to say that Jesus represented the heart of the Father when it comes to healing. And we believe what he muddled. And we're just trying to take the focus off that and put it onto him. Let's put our eyes on him. And so even out of what we have both experienced, even though our journeys have gone lots of places, we still believe that Jesus is the ultimate healer.
Yeah.
He is our healer. He's Jehovah Rapha. So we want to speak a word of healing over you, however that looks.
Because it's his heart.
Yes. And we believe that things can be broken off in an instant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we believe that he will break yokes and that he will remove oppression. And so that's what we want to do today. All right. We both have vials of oil that were given to us by Steve Schroeder. He was our guest.
Steve Schroeder.
That's right.
Yep. Episode something way back in the past.
Yeah, like 10 or something like that. Way back.
He was one of our experimental guinea pigs of guests.
That's right. So we're going to open up our oil and we're going to anoint something somehow.
This is all coming together.
Yes.
For a great time of prayer.
Okay. I told you one time that I spilled this all over a house, right?
As you were trying to be stealth.
I was trying to go into somebody's house. I was working there and I was going to pray over their house. I opened it upside down and I spilled it all. The fragrance of it went all.
Mm-hmm.
This is anointing oil.
Yeah.
I don't know, Cretus, what are we going to do here?
Okay, so anoint the sick with oil in faith.
Yes.
If you have something you want healing for, you want to stand in place for someone who needs healing for something, I don't know, you could touch the screen.
Reach out and touch your phone where our fingers are.
Yeah.
And just use that as a point of contact because we have oil on our fingers. We anoint you in the name of Jesus, and we speak to whatever it is that is afflicting you. And in Jesus' name, we command it to cease, to be healed.
And to come into alignment of your original intended design under the heart of the Father.
There you go. So well spoken. Be healed in Jesus' name.
Yeah, in Jesus' name. By his stripes, you have been healed. We receive and accept and believe that.
That's right.
And you are powerful and you have his authority. He is in you.
Yeah.
All authority has been given to him in heaven and on earth and in your body.
Yes. So in Jesus' name, be made whole.
Yeah. And then party. Party.
All right, everyone. Have an awesome week. And we will see you in a week's time.
Healthy and whole.
All right. Bye.
Bye.